Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, coming up at 11:20. Oh, Dan, tell everyone what's coming up at 11:20. Pretty pumped.
Coach Riz, baby. Coach Risland, Lance Risland, going to hop on with us and give us the way that a coach would sit and watch this game. I'm excited to pick his brain on how he is going to evaluate Shedeur Sanders in here. 11:20 for that one. I'm excited.
All right, and then Daryl Ryder's going to join us today too, huh?
Yes, sir.
So we got Daryl, we got Chris Ossenheimer coming up at noon, we got Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. I need to ask you this too before we get moving. Are we doing quick predicts today? It is a game night. I think in honor of Shedeur having his first start, yeah, I think we should.
I think we owe that to ourselves.
Yeah.
I think we've earned that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. All right, we're going to do quick predicts
today. I mean, we could ask Coach Prime. You think Coach Prime would want us to do it? Coach, you want us to do quick predicts today?
That kind of turns me on, actually.
So I think we got it.
All right, please stand by and remember, quick predicts comes back today. Normally, the first time we do it, it's preseason for us, too. It's normally epic failure, right? First time we do it, it's normally epic failure.
I don't know if it's epic failure, but it definitely moves a little slower. Epic failure means like we go, 216, 474, 0092.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we'll see. I'll keep reminding you. Tell your friends. 216-474-0092. Coming up at 1:50. So stand by. 1:50. Go eat lunch. Listen to us. Drive around in the car. Have fun. What else are we expecting tonight? What else do we want to see from the Browns tonight? There are some things I'm looking forward to. Like, Harold Fannin's playing tonight, right? Help me if I say someone who's not playing tonight. Gage Larvedan, I'm looking forward to seeing him at number 84.
Just calling him Gage.
It's
like Slade.
Luke Floria, the kid from Menor and Kent State, 37. Keep your eye on him tonight. He should get significant time, I would hope. I hope these guys get time. Anybody else?
I want to see
Is Samson playing tonight?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Okay, Dylan Samson tonight. I'm looking forward to that.
I want to see how the first team Panthers defense looks against this offense and all of it. So like those first 2 to 3 drives, I'm locked in. And I want to see what the defense looks like going against Bryce Young and all that kind of stuff. And I know it'll be a bunch of the backups and, we'll see. Keep it locked in right here. Probably around that, 5 o'clock area, 5:30 area. We'll know who's playing, who's not playing, the inactive list, all that kind of stuff. But I want to see what that kind of looks like because I want to see what the process looks like. I know it's going to be a super vanilla playbook. I want to see how much under center, bootleg, all of that kind of stuff is back into this offense. That's the stuff I want to see.
But how much of this are they going to be able to run if you don't have your first teamers in there, your second teamers even?
I mean, you can still see a skeleton, right?
Are we running a high school? We're running like some sort of high school offense then, right?
I think you can still see something that you can install
in 2 days, in a day?
Well, I mean, they've been working on this since minicamp. So there should be some semblance in there. I mean, these guys got handed the playbook at rookie minicamp. I assume they've opened it and looked at it at least once or twice or opened the iPad, and have seen it in there. And I assume there should be some semblance. Again, this isn't going to be like a finished product or anything like that, but there's at least going to be a skeleton, and I want to see what that skeleton looks like.
Coach is in Cleveland. Hi, Coach.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Doing well, man. And yourself?
Hey. I'm pretty good. Listen, first off, this narrative on Shedeur is so screwed up. I hate listening to everybody.
There you go. And I'll buy that.
I can understand if there's some developmental work because he sat in a one-back, four-wide shotgun system all his life. Stefanski runs a lot of play action, roll out bootlegs because of the misdirection.
Yep.
He wants the cause.
Well, and you clearly know this, Coach. How long? I've always heard that Stefanski play calls are super long on top of that.
And you know what? I think there's a thing, I said it before, that one of my coaches used to always say to our head coach, his kiss. Like, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
He literally outthinks himself. He reminds me a lot of Jeff Rotsky. Just outthinks himself. They're so brilliant that there's so much going on in their head.
Why are you taking a shot at Rotsky, man? We're talking about Listen, NFL here. Rotsky is your boy. All right, that's fine.
That's my boy.
As long as you're giving him love. I thought you were taking a shot at him. That's my boy. I'm not a big fan of taking shots at high school coaches on this show, especially because
I would do that.
Okay, cool.
I was a high school coach. But the thing of it is, you know, Shador, when they talk about his development, I think it's not necessarily his technical development. His analytical development, I think it's technical, whereas when you go from a shotgun to under the center, there's a lot of footwork involved in getting in the right positions to run what's the fancy runs, that bootleg, play sprint out, he runs that play action. That has to be coordinated. If that's not smooth, it's not going to work. But the bottom line is, for him to have the success tonight, if his offensive line ain't giving him no time, his running game isn't giving him anything, he's going to have problems because they're going to come. But if he has time, he's going to make throws because he is used to playing with the twos and the threes.
Right.
And the one thing you can't question, and you got to have this out your quarterback, is confidence, leadership, and that gun he got. You can't question that. No. I don't care who you are.
Well, I mean, but he's got to. You're saying he's got to have that confidence. I got to imagine it's not easy having that confidence.
He's got the confidence. That's been bred into him.
Okay.
He's got that.
At some point, he's still a young man, though, right, Coach? You got to give him a little time, though, don't you? I mean, I know you might say it's in his DNA, but. I mean, I'm sure anytime you handed the ball to a quarterback at any given time, and it was you might think he might have been the best, most straightforward, best leader you've ever seen. I mean, there's still a little bit of nerves when you walk into that huddle for the first time with a new team, right? I don't care who he is, what his last name is.
He might have a little bit, okay. But he's been bred for this.
All right, I'll buy that.
You know, it's like, I mean, I've seen some phenomenal quarterbacks. High school and college, got to know him, got to work with him a little bit. And they all had that moxie. You know, he walked out there, I'm the baddest, like Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
When he walked on the field, I'm the baddest boy out here.
As a quarterback or?
As a quarterback.
Yeah. Were you at Heights or no?
Yeah. Heights. I coached running backs there when Travis was a senior.
There you go.
He had to stand next to me every day because if you didn't keep your eye on him, the kid was gone. He's in the linebacker drills. He's running routes. And I'm like, oh, my. And they're like, get him. Get him out my drill. It was, you know, he was a phenomenal athlete even then. I mean, he was a quarterback, and we ran everything. And that kid was just.
No, I do. I remember watching. Right, hey, Coach, thank you. Thanks for giving back to the kids, too, years, too.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
And by the way, my calmness, I picked that up from Rotsky, how to be calm.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I've never seen a coach go crazier on the field or in practice than Rotsky. Like, insane. And this goes back to the first time I met him when he was at Chanel. Insane. He loves his kids. I will say that. And he turns programs around. And he's doing a great job at VASJ right now, too. So, do you agree with what he said, though?
I want to see it. You know, I want to see what this looks like. You know, sure, there's a lot of intangibles and all that kind of stuff, but like intangibles get you to a certain level. You need everything else that comes with it. You need the time, you need the effort, you need the understanding, you need the abilities that all go there. And that's what I want to see in this, because you're going to see Shedeur Sanders go up against ones and twos. Shedeur Sanders has seen ones and twos for the Cleveland Browns. He's not seen ones and twos for another group. Now, granted, again, it's vanilla defenses. It's all that kind of stuff that goes with it. But it's still a different uniform. And it's still veterans who can bait you. And it's still veterans who have some tricks up their sleeves and all of that kind of stuff that you probably didn't see when you were at Colorado. And not even just Colorado. I'd feel the same way about Dylan Gabriel in Oregon. Like, there are veterans who are out there who have some tricks up their sleeves that rookies don't see. I just want to see what this looks like. I want to see where he is, and if he comes out and he looks horrid and he throws two picks and the offense is a mess, then we're going to throw our hands up and go, he's still developing. Okay, we'll see that in time. If he rolls out and he looks great, it'll go one of two ways that comes with it. One of them, everyone's going to scream and yell and say that he needs more reps, he needs more time, he needs all these different things.
Right.
And you'll get another group of people who will go, do you remember DTR? At both camps will be right. The camp that says he needs more reps is going to be right, and the camp that says, do you remember DTR, is going to be right. And so that's the thing with this. We're going to walk out of here maybe understanding where Shedeur Sanders is in the development process. Maybe. All I know is it's going to be must-see TV. It's going to be entertaining.
I'm just looking to see who. So who's not playing tonight? Pickett, Tillman, Jones.
I'm looking on offense?
Yeah, I was just looking to see. Well, no, I'm just looking to see. Is there an actual list that's out there that says who's not playing tonight?
No, you won't get that till inactives come out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I have a feeling that's going to read off quite long. I mean, it's the first preseason game, and we know how Kevin Stefanski treats these.
When you're carrying a four deep, you can do that, right? It's not like, you know.
It will be the second team offensive line. Sans Zach Center, who's hurt and didn't make the trip. It'll be the second team offensive line. It'll be the second and third team wide receivers. It'll be the second and third team running backs. And Shedeur Sanders at
Deontay
the helm.
Johnson, do you play him tonight? I wouldn't. I don't think he'd
probably
play
not.
I mean, I think you could frustrate. I'm not
could frustrate him.
I want to see him get to the regular season.
You're not wrong. That's the reason why.
Why I just like. I'm like, you put a guy out there that possibly could be a first team wide receiver, and you put. I'm not messing with that.
You're not wrong. That's the main part of this is.
Are we going to see Carson Schwarzenegger tonight?
I don't
want
to handle guys with kid gloves, but like Deontay Johnson, I feel like we have to handle with kid gloves a little.
Are we going to see Mason Graham tonight?
No. Well,
these guys need to get on the field, man. I'm sorry.
I play all the rookies.
Yeah, Carson Schwarzenegger, he's got to get on the field tonight, right?
I think so. I would play all the rookies personally just because I think more reps equals more opportunity, and especially going up against the first-team defense.
You got to let these guys put on their NFL uniform for the first time and run out on the field and go play a couple plays.
Yeah, I think so. At least as long as the first-team offense is in for Carolina, I would have those guys out there.
Lance Risland, Cleveland.com. Coach Riz coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.